had some thoughts prepared this morning until about 3 minutes ago. Christ Alone is a song that took on a special meaning to me. When my mom was in the ER for the last time, I can remember a 3-day stretch where about the only thing that kept her from being doubled over in pain was that song. And playing it on some headphones from my phone for about the only thing I can remember her saying to me whenever that song would come to an end and she'd listen to it. Was, I'm so tired. I'm ready to go. This isn't living. I'm ready to go home. The things that I had planned on talking about this morning pertain to that to a certain extent. And I hate that every time I come up here, I break down like this, but there's something powerful about those words. In Christ alone who took on flesh, fullness of God, and helpless babe, this gift of love and righteousness, scorned by the ones he came to save. Till on that cross, as Jesus died, the wrath of God was satisfied. For every sin on him was laid. Here in the death of Christ I live. There in the ground his body lay, light of the world, by darkness slain. Then bursting forth in glorious day, up from the grave he rose again. And as he stands in victory, sin's curse has lost its grip on me. For I am his, and he is mine, bought with the precious blood of Christ. No guilt in life, no fear in death. This is the power of Christ in me. From life's first cry, to final breath, Jesus commands my destiny. No power of hell, no scheme of man can ever pluck me from his hand. Till he returns or calls me home, here in the power of Christ I'll stand. Death has a funny way of bringing life into focus. I think that had something to do with Jesus's institution of the memorial of remembering his death, of coming together with people that would otherwise be strangers, that you can call brother and you can call sister, people who would be like a father, who'd be like a mother, who would stand in the gap that life leaves behind whenever it comes to a close. And yet death is something we know so little about because none of us have experienced it. You can't really know until you step to the other side of the void, I suppose. It's an enemy. It's an enemy we don't know a whole lot about. The only thing I can think in war and battles that we fight every day against it that might give us hope is the knowledge that we may not know that enemy all that well, but we know someone who conquered it. We know someone who was stronger, someone who was more powerful, someone who went on living. And I'm reminded of the words that I had hoped to read to you from S.M. Lockridge. I believe Mr. Steve has read these before in a sermon. When putting to us the question of, do we really know him? Him whom we've come to remember. And this preacher from the 1950s words are more eloquent than anything I could try and muster up. So with your kind permission, I'll close with reading this. The Bible says, my king is a seven-way king. He's the king of the Jews. That's a racial king. He's the king of Israel. That's a national king. He's the king of righteousness. He's the king of ages. He's the king of heaven. He's the king of glory. He's the king of kings. He's the Lord of lords. That's my king. I wonder, do you know him? David said, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork. My king is a sovereign king. No means of measure can define his limitless love. No far-seeing telescope can bring into visibility the coastline of his shoreless supply. No barrier can hinder him from pouring out his blessings. He's enduringly strong. He's entirely sincere. He's eternally steadfast. He's immortally graceful. He's imperially powerful. He's impartially merciful. Do you know him? He's the greatest phenomenon that's ever crossed the horizon of this world. He's God's son. He's a sinner's savior. He's the centerpiece of civilization. He stands in the solitude of himself. He's awesome. He's unique. He's unparalleled. He's unprecedented. He's the loftiest idea in literature. He's the highest personality in philosophy. He's the supreme problem in higher criticism. He's the fundamental doctrine of true theology. He's the cardinal necessity of spiritual religion. He's the miracle of the age. He's the superlative of everything good that you choose to call him. He's the only one qualified to be an all-sufficient savior. I wonder if you know him today. He supplies strength for the weak. He's available for the tempted and the tried. He sympathizes and he saves. He strengthens and sustains. He guards and he guides. He heals the sick. He cleanses lepers. He forgives sinners. He discharges debtors. He delivers captives. He defends the feeble. He blesses the young. He serves the unfortunate. He regards the aged, he rewards the diligent, and he beautifies the meek. I wonder if you know him. Well, my king is the king. He's the key to knowledge. He's the wellspring to wisdom. He's the door of deliverance. He's the pathway of peace. He's the roadway of righteousness. He's the highway of holiness. He's the gateway of glory. Do you know him? His office is manifold, his promise is sure, his light is matchless, his goodness is limitless, his mercy is everlasting. His love never changes, his word is enough. His grace is sufficient, his reign is righteous, his yoke is easy, and his burden is light. I wish I could describe him to you, but he's indescribable. He's incomprehensible, he's invincible, he's irresistible. You can't get him out of your mind, you can't get him off your hand, you can't outlive him, and you can't live without him. The Pharisees couldn't stand him, but they found out they couldn't stop him. Pilate couldn't find any fault in him. The witnesses couldn't get their testimonies to agree. Herod couldn't kill him. Death couldn't handle him. And the grave couldn't hold him. That's my king. That's my king. I ask you this morning, do you know him? And I ask you this morning, do you remember him? If you don't, as we partake of this bread, remember the body that was broken. As we partake of this cup, remember the blood that was shed, that we too might know hope after this life is over.